the incidents regarding the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in buying and using expensive items is during that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered His grace upon them and they became wealthy. So the first thing we need to understand is that this was not the scenario that a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 500 dirhams and he bought a suit costing 200 dirhams and he kept the other 300 dirhams with him to fulfill his other needs. This was not the scenario. The scenario was that he had a few hundred thousand and with an open heart he was spending in good causes. But despite spending thousands in good causes, he still had a lot of wealth. And from then he bought something which was worth 300 dirhams. So it was like buying expensive clothes from the leftover wealth after spending in charity for the hereafter. So hereafter was first and thereafter this world. This world. That is point number one. Point number two, whenever they bought anything, they did not buy anything and wear anything or use anything expensive, exquisite or something nice out of pride to feel good, to show to people, to show their status to people. It was because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His servant ni'mat, bounty, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that as a mark of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He exposes that ni'mat to other people also. That Allah has been very kind to me and He has given me so much. So to show people that Allah has given me this bounty, to be grateful to Allah. It's like a student who is staying in boarding accommodation, university campus, for example, and his father gives him money with an open heart to spend, spending money. But he doesn't show it. He is never seen buying chocolates, he is never seen buying drinks, he is never seen going for shopping, buying a jacket for himself. So those people who will see him in this condition will come to this conclusion that his father does not give him enough money, so he is being ungrateful to his father. Because he is giving the impression to people that my father is not giving me money. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in used to wear good clothes, expensive clothes, so that they can fulfill this wish of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was the command of Allah that you need to show. So after tazkiyah, when a person is able to use the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to show to people that I am being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me His favors, and I am showing it to people also that Allah is kind to me, He is giving me all these things, and He is able to control the demands of show, riya, pride, then it is okay. It is okay for me, it is okay for me also. Another reason for using good items, good things when people are able to afford, after obviously fulfilling the other needs and other rights around them. As I said, they had excessive wealth during the time of Futuhat, liberation and conquest. Is that a person who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means to rid the heart of the debasing qualities and to adorn the heart with praiseworthy qualities. So one praiseworthy quality is shukr. So if a person is given £1, and if there is the quality of shukr in his heart, then he will do shukr according to what he has been given. See, if a person was to drink a sip of water, he will do shukr accordingly. And if he was to drink a sip of coke, if he likes coke, he will do shukr accordingly. And if he is given milkshake, he will do shukr accordingly. It's human nature. Because you enjoy, you feel good. So these great people, when they used to use good things, good items, then the shukr was accordingly also. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Baqi Rahmatullahi Alayhi said to Hazrat Hakim Ummat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, because he knew the spiritual status of his spiritual murid, he said, Maulvi Ashraf Ali, Mia Ashraf Ali, whenever you drink water, drink it cold. Whenever you drink water, drink it cold. Drink cool water. And thereafter he said, because if you drink cold water, then every hair of your body will do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now you have reached that status I do. So to elevate their status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would use limits. And finally, whether they bought something for 100 dirham or whether they bought something for 10 dirham, it didn't matter to them. So the people around them, the khuddam who would do the shopping for them, so they would go outside and buy something for 100 dirham and they would use it. If that khadim was to come back with something worth 10 dirham, then he would have still used it. No difference to them. It's not that they would feel excessively happy because I'm wearing something nice today and a bit unhappy because something of a lower quality. So to them there was no difference. There are stories regarding pious people and some have narrated it regarding Ali radiallahu anhu also, that a very fine and a cloth of high quality was given to him and he gave it to the tailor and he said that make a jubba out of it, a kameez out of it. Now because of his incorrect estimation, he came back very apologetic and he said, I'm sorry, but I made a mistake in cutting and there is a shortfall of one sleeve. Now in those days, when cloth used to come, maybe a piece of cloth would come from Yemen and you can't find the same cloth in the market anywhere near. So very expensive cloth, and he said that the whole jubba is ready. There is one sleeve missing. So I have come to you and say that if you can give me more of the cloth. So Hazrat Ali or pious people, there are various incidents. They looked here and there, and the only thing they could see was sack. Sack. Very. You make bags out of sack. So he said to the khadim, that give him that, and he said that make one sleeve out of that. So for them, expensive and inexpensive, it didn't matter. So for such people, but we are in the process of tazkiyah, we are in the process of preparing for the hereafter. We already have a lot of love for expensive things and we are attracted, our hearts are attracted. So in order to balance, we have to
Look at the other side, that those people who desire something expensive, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they give that sacrifice and say, you know, I will just use this cheap item, which is of a lesser price, and remaining money I will spend in the path of Allah, or buy some books or make good use out of it. Then Allah will make him wear garments of honor on the day of Qiyamah. That is the angle we need to take. So this is for two different people. The stage we are in, we need to go more towards the zoom side. The stage they were in, it was okay for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand deen properly and thereafter to follow what we have in the stage. And may Allah include us from amongst the awliya and from amongst his very, very pious servants and grant us very high status in his court and in Jannah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.